This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. It's a great day. It's going to be a great week. It's actually supposed to get really hot again by this weekend.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I don't know. 90s. It was raining at my house.
I know. How strange.
It's cool.
Yeah, I look.
It's good.
Turn off your irrigation for a day or two.
Right.
Good news. Save some water. It's 7:06, and right now we have your chance to win a pair of lower reserved tickets to see 30 Seconds to Mars and Walk the Moon at Shoreline Amphitheater. This is on July 16th. The tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. You can listen to Jane this afternoon at 4:05 for another chance to win. But if you're calling number 9, right now you score these tickets. 800-400-3697. Get tickets to see 30 Seconds to Mars and Walk the Moon at Shoreline. Dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink. Okay. Hey, when we do our secret show, we're doing a live secret show slash pool party at the coming up in July at the Fairmont.
Right.
Not in Monterey.
You going to go to that?
Yeah, I was thinking about going. Are you going to go?
I think I'm going, yeah.
Oh. Well, let me know if you go. Maybe I'll go.
All right.
So this is at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. Every year, the Monterey Bay Aquarium has jumped on, and we do this floaty race.
Mm-hmm.
What's up with this? Somebody gets to take one of you guys' place. You can take either Yuzette, Hooman, or Bryn's place in the race.
That's correct.
And so they compete for big prizes, like, you know, kiss from a mermaid or something? Because there are mermaids at this thing.
They're lining up what the prizes are going to be.
So we'll have trivia questions about you guys this week.
We'll do one. There'll be one trivia question for me Wednesday, and Hooman is Thursday, Bryn is Friday, starting with caller number 9. Whoever gets that one question correct gets to compete.
Oh. Hmm.
And them plus a guest. So the guest, one's going to ride, one's going to push.
Oh. So none of you guys is actually going to compete.
It's our team. They represent us.
Yeah.
They're our team.
I see. Yeah.
They become your person.
So you'll coach them up.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're going to tell them how to ride that thing.
Give them the pep talks and all that.
That's exciting. People have to be real fans to know the answers. I know you guys are pretty good with these trivia questions.
Yeah, it should be fun.
It's going to be hard.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right. So be listening this week for your chance for that. We're actually close to a Roseanne spinoff happening, which is great news for everybody that worked on that show.
I just want to know how, not that I care that much about the show itself, I want to know how it all works out with Roseanne. They're going to be paying her off big money?
That's what it looks like.
Wow.
Although she's saying, I'll step away.
For how many millions?
I didn't believe this would actually happen.
But if this is how she's ending her career, she's going to want the payout. Because her earning has just been, and by her own doing,
right.
But
yeah.
She's just eliminated her ability to earn.
Right. What is she? Can you find out what she's worth? I'd be interested to know. She's got to be worth
what
tons
do you say?
Of money. I say $90 million.
Because I've looked it up before, and I swear, I think it's gone down. So what I have been seeing is $80
million. Oh.
And that's what it still is at this time, at least on the internet.
Because she had, I mean, I don't know how long Roseanne was on, but it felt like 10 years.
Yeah.
And that runs constantly. Like, syndication money for that has to be pretty good.
Although, since this all happened, the channel that I did watch it on all the time.
Playing it?
Yeah, they're not playing it anymore. Oh.
Well, you know, the Cosby Show came back.
That is true. And that darn thing's on every day.
Right.
It ran from 88, you know what? It says final episode May 22nd, 2018.
Oh, because they're
because they rebooted it.
So we don't know how long the first run was. Anyway, the Hollywood Reporter is saying she has verbally agreed to give up any monetary rights to the new series and walk away. Although it sounds like there would be a big one-time payoff for that. The original show was created by a guy named Matt Williams, but Roseanne also got a credit as the creator of the character that the show is based on. So she could have dug her heels in on this, but it looks like she just wants the rest of her coworkers to get to move on with their lives. Still, this is Roseanne we're talking about here. So this, you know, she's one of those people that just is like a windshield wiper. Like, today I'm super reasonable. Tomorrow I'm a total bitch. Like, that's just how she is. She's really, what is that called? Like, just manic depressive? Like,
she, yeah, and she's
bipolar.
Wasn't she at the very beginning? Didn't she tell us how she checked into psychiatric places at different times in her younger life?
Yeah,
she has expressed that she's had some issues.
So who knows what this will wind up being? But if they can get her to sign off on one of her good days, then maybe they'll get to move on with it. If the show does happen, it'll reportedly focus on Roseanne's daughter, Darlene, played by Sarah Gilbert, with pretty much the entire cast coming back, too. So it's, you know, maybe. And will they say that she died some kind of horrible death? Like, where's your mom?
She went off on an island, Trump Island.
To grow macadamia nuts.
Yeah, I don't know why people want this so badly.
Well, I think that probably the cast and crew want it as much as anybody does. I don't know. I'm like, I don't, even Game of Thrones, as much as I love that show, like, it's not going to, I'm not going to, like, spend time writing letters about how much I miss it. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, submit ideas. Where
all right,
go?
I guess she left the show and the show's over.
Oh. Too bad her name is Roseanne.
I know. There it is. The Incredibles 2.
Yeah. I saw it.
Yes,
loved
give us
it.
Your thoughts, please.
Five things it gets from me. Five perfect waves. Whatever. I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
Two.
The art is so unbelievable that you completely, well, you know that. You've seen Pixar movies, but they're just getting better and better. And there it is. You're just in it. You're completely, not for 1 second did it trip me out that I'm watching a cartoon.
Right. Oh, yeah. Play the music. So it was expected to have a big opening. People were very excited about this. People had pre-bought tickets.
I did.
But instead, it opened huge. Forget big. It took in $180 million this weekend. That's the biggest opening ever for an animated film. Finding Dory is the nearest competitor, which is the follow-up to Finding Nemo. And that was that held a record at $135 million.
And I would say that Nemo, the first one, well, I really loved that first one, but still, neither of those movies are as good as the first or second Incredibles.
Yeah, I love the Incredibles, I think, might be my favorite. But you know my second favorite Pixar? Might be WALL-E. I love that movie.
I don't know, man. Up?
Up
Have you seen
great.
Up?
Yeah. Seen it a couple times. It's great. Monsters, Inc., great.
I haven't
All
even
the Toy
seen
Stories.
Monsters, Inc. yet.
Oh, dude, your daughter is the little girl. She is her. Like, wait till you see it. You're going to be like, oh, my God. Oh, that movie's so good. They're all great. Look, Pixar just does nothing if they don't do high-quality movies. I love that John Carter movie, actually.
I still don't know why they waited so long to do the second Incredibles.
They probably
what
had
possible
other ones.
Reason could you have to not...
They have... When we were over there, I think they have like three or four things in production at any given time. And they
sure.
rotate through because this team is working on this. And then the next year they're working on the production for this. And they cycle it through. So they have like a whole... But now that they're Disney, I wonder if they're just going to be able to crank out double the movies.
Well, you think...
We were getting one per year from them. Oh, no.
What?
Nothing.
What do you mean nothing?
So
I
the Incredibles
it's a stitching on like your shirt or something, huh? What is it?
I am getting
you have poison oak again.
I do.
Get out of here.
Oh no.
I found one yesterday.
Let me see it.
No, you can't really see it. It's like single things here and there. So I put that steroid cream on this morning, but I just found another one. I'm like, oh, what itches on my arm? Oh my god, it's one. Oh,
you have a refill on your prescription?
I have that. I'm not going to go back on the steroids. I've been trying.
Those work great.
But also that steroid cream. Like, remember a couple weeks ago, I got a new little patch. I put the stuff on it every day, and it went away.
All right.
So I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
I can't have that.
We liked you on the roids.
Oh,
it was,
yeah.
It was
no,
fun.
They were great. It's great coming to work on drugs. It's great.
Yeah.
felt like just a like a. You ever see that movie? Is it called Limitless?
Yes.
I haven't seen
with,
that.
With
Bradley
Cooper. Yeah, Bradley Cooper, right.
I love that movie. Like, I was like, I need that pill so bad.
So that's what roids felt
steroids
like?
Steroids are just like, wow, everything's amazing.
Did you feel outside of yourself?
It's hard to describe because it's not like, you know, I'm still there. Hi, I'm here. But everything is just like, everything has another dimension. I like steroids. They're good. I had no idea I'd like them so much. I would have taken them much sooner.
Yeah, you're not going to try them.
Yeah.
Or go on them this time.
I'm going to try not to. Yeah. The Incredibles 2 made $180 million. Mm-hmm. Let's see. The other movie that Hooman and Rudy reviewed last week was Tag.
Yeah, how'd that do?
Well, it made $14 million.
Burn. That's bad. That's not good.
That's in third place.
What was in second?
Ocean's 8. Had another good work.
That's good.
It made another almost $20 million. So it's made about $80 million in 2 weeks. Then Solo. That's made $192 million in 4 weeks. Not the smash they were hoping for. But great movie. Best of all the Star Wars movies I've ever seen. Really good. I loved seeing all the origin stories. Deadpool 2 has made $300 million in 5 weeks. Hereditary. I can't remember what that one is.
So it's about this crazy old woman who's like a nut. She dies, but she passes her soul into her granddaughter's body and takes over the granddaughter's body, but then at the end of the movie they realized the grandmother was worshiping this demon. I just gave away the whole film.
Oh, cool.
Wow, you just gave it away.
Demon worship is awesome.
Reading about that Gaudi movie, Sarah, which I didn't even remember hearing about, and then I'm like, it came out and made like $1.7 million.
It didn't even make the top 10.
So I
total flop.
I called the movie studio because it's John Travolta, you know, one of our greatest actors.
Oh.
Yeah, like John, Kelly Preston, Al Pacino.
Right.
Joe Pesci.
I did see a lot of press about it last week, but this is a movie that's been in the can for years.
Uh-huh.
And they just haven't released it yet. Or they just released it this past weekend. And I can't remember. I remember hearing like that there were problems with it. Or
yeah,
I can't remember why they
shelved
didn't.
It. Yeah. Yeah, there was some reason why. What do you got, Hooman?
So I called. I'm like, when's the screening? I haven't got the screening. And of course, they write back, there's like no screening for this. So on Sunday, I'm like, well, somebody has got to have reviewed this. So I look on Rotten Tomatoes, and it has
1%.
0%.
Oh, that's terrible.
So it opened up this weekend at the box office with a whopping $1.6 million. How's that?
It's a total flop is what that is.
500 movie theaters. I want to see it, but everything I've read about is just horrible.
So it's John Travolta playing John Gotti?
Yeah.
Oh, director Kevin Connolly, poor guy.
Oh, that's E from
Oh, he directed it?
Entourage.
Yeah. Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm. And his wife is in it, right? Kelly Preston plays his wife, plays John Gotti's wife.
I suppose it plays his wife, but John Travolta's wife, yeah.
Yeah, let me see. Yeah.
I saw a write-up, and it said something about Kelly Preston, but they showed a picture of her from her youth.
Uh-huh.
Did you know how hot she was?
Mm, she was beautiful.
Are you saying she's still not beautiful?
No, she's
attractive. I have not seen her.
She's still attractive.
I don't know what she's done.
I don't even remember what I've seen her in. I mean, I definitely knew her as an actress.
You saw her in Battlefield Earth. Remember that?
I do remember that horrible movie. Is that where they met?
No, they'd known each other before that. She's a Scientologist, so she was already brainwashed.
Mm-hmm.
The Cat in the Hat, she was in Jerry Maguire.
Oh, what was she in Jerry Maguire?
Okay.
I don't remember that at all.
I don't remember her in that either. She's like a waitress?
She plays Avery Bishop. I guess it's like Renee Zellweger's friend.
Oh.
She's a very attractive woman.
It was weird to see. I just was like, wow. Yikes.
The only other new thing in the top 10 at the box office this weekend was a movie called Superfly, which was a remake of a 70s movie.
Dude, what is that?
I don't know. Made $6 million for seven.
They were playing commercials for that during the NBA finals. It's the guy. First of all, the hairdo is ridiculous, and I just don't know. So that is this the first week it's out?
This is the first week.
And how did it do again?
It was seventh place, $6 million.
It says cocaine kingpin Youngblood Priest realizes it's time to get out of the game after surviving a violent attack from a crazed rival.
Oh.
Hoping for one last score, Priest and his partner travel to Mexico to arrange a deal.
Mm-hmm. It's always that last heist that goes so horribly wrong.
Yep.
That they make a movie out of it. it's a movie from the 70s that was remade. So.
All right.
That's the only other new thing on here.
Big Boy from Outkast is in it.
I guess.
I don't know who that lead actor is, but his hair is ridiculous.
What kind of hair did he have?
It's Trevor Jackson is his name.
You know that guy?
Rick Ross is in there. I do not know Trevor Jackson.
Yeah, I don't know him.
Yeah, I didn't have any.
What kind of hairdo?
I don't know. Can someone pull up the picture for her? It's like
looking.
It's all straightened out and like plastered.
Oh,
up.
It's very. Oh,
you guys know where you know Kelly Preston from?
Oh wow, that's weird.
That's not even the pic I saw of it. That actually looks okay.
Where's Kelly Preston from, please, Hooman?
Twins.
Tell us.
She's Arnold Schwarzenegger's like girlfriend in Twins with Danny DeVito.
I've seen that movie, but I don't
remember her.
I don't, but I know who she is, so it's okay. Don't worry.
I nailed it.
You're amazing.
I nailed it. Look at that.
It looks like this is.
Oh.
Oh, what is it?
Here's Kelly Preston. This is the picture I saw.
Is it from Twins?
That.
Nobody's listening.
She's got full 70s.
I notice that every time I talk, everyone's ears just shuts off.
Is someone talking?
I don't think so.
Did you see that?
It's full. It's like a gnat buzzing around the studio. Jungle down there.
What? She looks spectacular, though, don't you think?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I wasn't expecting that. Yeah, it's...
Of course, he looked up nudes.
Very pretty.
Well, I'm just trying to.
No.
What?
I hear something like there's like a rumbling or something like that underneath.
So like annoying. A gnat. There's a gnat.
Kill it, Vinny.
I'll get it if you show it to me. Where is it?
It's right there.
It's in the other room. See if you can get it.
Behind that
it's
wall.
A fly
right
swatter.
There.
I hear something. I guess that Magic Johnson and Sam Jackson are good friends, that their families hang out together all the time.
Oh, uh-huh.
And they take these incredible... I know, I'm kind of doing this for Hooman. Hooman, are you there?
I sure am. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Oh, hi, Hooman.
I've been talking for the past 5 minutes.
Like you haven't been on the show today.
Right.
They did... their two families got together last year for a $3 million Italian vacation.
$3 million?
Yeah. Yes.
Who's this again?
Sam Jackson and Magic Johnson.
Oh, okay. Well, Magic Johnson.
Yeah, they have plenty of money.
Well, they're both made of money.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So they were asked, like, I guess Cookie Johnson, that's Magic's wife. Mm-hmm. She was asked, hey, what are your summer plans? And she says, I don't know. I think we're going to go to Europe for a little bit. So it sounds like they're going to do the same thing that they did last year. Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe they'll go someplace else. Incredible. But the Amalfi Coast.
Oh.
Amalfi. The Amalfi Coast.
Hooman invented that, you know.
They're actually... I heard that.
He invented the Amalfi Coast.
This has become a yearly ritual for them, I guess. They do a $700,000 a week super yacht.
Yeah.
And the two families just go hang out in the Mediterranean.
Sick.
And that's what they're up to. That sounds so great, doesn't it? Oh, my God. Like, not some janky cruise ship or something. This is... just their families on a $700,000 a week super yacht.
Hooman's gift to the world, the Amalfi Coast.
It's got a, thank you, Hooman. It's got a movie theater, a gym, of course, a dining room, hot tub, helicopter pad, an elevator. So enjoy your trip to Disneyland, everybody.
that you've
been saving for all year. These people are, here's a shot of them on the deck.
Oh, you got, I have that, I saw that, on the deck.
On the deck of this $700,000 a week yacht. And I think that's, let me see if I got another shorty that I can squeeze in here. Oh, you must have seen the Phil Mickelson thing, right?
Did you say Sam Jackson?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He's not pictured here.
I know, I don't see him. Maybe he took the picture. That's all I can think of because I'm like, where the hell is Sam Jackson? Is there another Sam Jackson that isn't Samuel L. Jackson?
No.
Because I hear Sam Jackson, that's who I'm thinking of. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can see Magic Johnson in that picture. But
yeah,
no.
But I think this guy who's in the photo might be the Sam Jackson in question.
Is there another Sam Jackson? Can we find that out? Because I was
picturing. There's got to be. How could there not be?
Hold on, I got to look.
I mean, there's more than one in the world,
you don't
right?
do a family photo and not have...
and not have Sam Jackson in it. Whoa. Maybe he's taking the picture.
Yeah.
So when you type in Samuel Jackson, IMDb, Samuel L. Jackson pops up every time.
So just type in Sam Jackson, Not on IMDb.
Type in Magic Johnson's friend Sam Jackson and see what comes
there
up.
There is a Samuel Jackson, but he's part of the miscellaneous crew for one film.
They hang out a lot together. I can see a bunch
of
pictures.
So it is really the Sam Jackson.
Well, at least they're friends, and you know, they're pictured walking together, and there is this picture with the yacht and the two faces. So
yeah. Maybe he doesn't
confirm that it's probably Samuel.
That's
L.
a nice
Jackson.
Looking yacht. Maybe he doesn't like being in pictures.
He's a movie
star. He's all
star.
Over everything else.
Yeah, I'm just like, okay, I don't have time for that. I'm gonna be.
Who's the weird guy in the tank top with a pocket, a front shirt pocket
on a tank top?
On a tank top. Oh, that's this
see,
guy.
Have a look at this.
I think that's.
Well, that's not Sam Jackson,
right?
For sure. But that's Magic Johnson. And those. And it looks like they're spread out so that you can. It's like the two groups of families,
right? I think it's a different Sam Jackson.
I guess it's Sam Jackson must have taken the picture or doesn't want to be in pictures. Anyway, sounds like a good trip. Phil Mickelson.
What about him?
U.S. Open Saturday. People are saying he should have been eliminated from the competition.
Yeah.
So you know how like when you're playing mini golf, and you take a bad shot, and you're like, it's getting toward the end, and you just can't stand it anymore, and so you know the ball's still rolling, you just hit it back the other directions. Apparently, you can't touch a ball until it. Oh, is this them? Is this the announcers making the call? Let's hear.
For Bogey.
All right, here we go. So he hits the putt. Now it rolls
by,
and it's going down a hill. So he runs after it.
My life.
In my life.
All right, so everyone's freaking out because he hit a rolling ball. They fined him 2 strokes on that hole. I think he finished that hole with a 10.
Well, he was clearly quitting.
Yeah, it was the 13th green, and he was already, I guess he finished, I think I saw 17 over par or something. But anyway, he took a 10 on the par 4.
The course was very difficult, and actually from the video that Bryn just showed us, you can see it's so dry. So it's clearly super fast, and that's, you saw the ball go.
Some people, the golf world is freaking out over this. Some are saying he should be disqualified or withdraw from the tournament. Others say that that was a total embarrassment.
What?
Like you can't do that.
Right. Okay.
You should be embarrassed. Like I was, when I was reading, you know, that he committed like some faux pas. I was like, oh, like take off his shirt and mop his brow. Like, what did he do? Like, what on earth could he have done? Oh, he hit a ball twice? Oh,
I have right. definitely had...
Kiss!
I have had my shirt off on the golf course when people have said, what are you, you pigs? Put your shirts on!
Where do you think you are?
Jeez.
Put your collared shirt back
it's
on.
It's only, you know, 95 degrees out here, but okay.
What's coming up with the news, Ben?
Oh, so much good stuff, including a husband needing a divorce... immediately.
Oh.
Right in front of everybody. Oh. And more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It's 7:39 Monday morning. And this portion of the program is brought to you by... Jersey Mike's subs. Mm. Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, I am hungry. That'd be nice. This week, we have your chance to take the place of Yuzette Human or Bryn in the Monterey Bay Aquarium Great Floaty Race that we're doing at our secret show. So this is going to entail you getting tickets to the secret show as well as another chance for you to get tickets into this. Mm-hmm. You have to be over 21 and you got to answer a trivia question about Yuzette, Bryn, or Human. So I hope you know your stuff, because you will after the secret show. You'll know everything too much. You'll know more information than you could ever need.
It's the beauty of it.
Yeah. So we're doing this, I think, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Yeah. There'll be chances to win. The sub above difference is legendary. With Jersey Mike's, throwing an unforgettable party is easy. You supply the perfect guests, they'll supply the perfect subs. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club. Ease back into your routine today with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubs.com/routine to get started. Or, you know, summer's here. Right. Start a, I mean, it says ease back into your, start a new routine. mm-hmm. with the Bay Club.
Like, so great there.
It's on.
Yep.
When is the first day of summer? Is it
the 20th?
It's
the
21st,
yeah. right? Let me see. No, it's
Let's
not listed.
See.
Boy, every holiday is listed on something called Juneteenth.
Oh. This Thursday.
Juneteenth?
Juneteenth. Eid al
Fitr. I have the 21st in my date book that says summer begins.
Summer solstice.
All right. Well, that's good.
Oh, so and that's Big the Brother longest... starts, Sarah, on Wednesday.
Wait, this Wednesday?
Yeah.
Day after tomorrow?
Oh, my God. That's what my calendar says.
What starts Wednesday?
Big Brother.
Oh, my God.
Yay. Oh, I'm so excited. My summer just got a little bit better. God, I love that show. So the longest day of the year is Thursday the 21st, and then it starts getting shorter again, huh?
And it's worth another mention. This upcoming weekend is SF Pride. It starts on noon. It's Saturday and goes through the weekend. So all the party people, it's happening here in San Francisco.
Yeah, get your pride on.
Also, the World Cup continues. I did enjoy watching Mexico beat Germany. Ha ha! And, I mean, I don't really have much experience with soccer, but I believe that was a major upset.
Well, is Germany the... Did
They're
they win
the champs,
last year?
Yes.
Okay.
And, of course, Brazil ended up in a tie with Sweden. That's also a major upset. Mm. Brazil, they like their side. Well, I mean, Brazil's supposed to win that. Yeah. You're Brazil, for crying out loud.
And we're the Swedes. Here we are. We're going to at least tie you.
I love the little commercials they're doing. I can't think of what brand
for World Cup?
Yeah, it's just whatever car company decided to put different people from the different countries saying, "We're sorry, United States, that you're not in the World Cup. But Iceland could use your help. Cheer for us." It's
funny.
A nice little tie, and it's very cute. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah. Here's what's happening.
Okay.
I'm going to begin with a couple fast facts, if I could.
Oh, I love a
this
fast
fact. This scene is an all-time great. All-time. You'll see it. You've probably seen it a million times, and you'll see it a million more before you die.
What is it?
Here's Johnny.
That is a good one.
The Here's Johnny scene from The Shining took 3 days to film and 60 doors.
Oh, before they got just the right.
I guess.
That's probably why he's so like mannequin. He's like, Jesus, how many of these? Do you think they used the 60th take, the 60th door?
I don't know. They probably sat there and went through each one, which I feel like. Personally, I feel like I get too dizzy from looking at the same thing over, and I can't even see a difference in them anymore. And it's almost just that, when you take a bunch of pictures, like of people, your family or whatever, and then you're looking at five of them going, I can't even tell what's
right. They all look.
I'm just going to pick any one of them. Yeah. Which one do I look the best in?
I'm deleting four of these, and I'm just going to go with whichever one. You know what I mean?
I just keep them all.
No wonder your phone doesn't work.
Mm. I deleted a lot of photos off my phone. They're all on my computer, so.
Oh, that's good.
I should look into that cloud. That seems convenient.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, I mean.
I just don't know about it. It seems expensive.
There are more payday loan businesses in America than McDonald's.
Really?
And it's not even close. There are 20,000 payday loan businesses versus 15,000 McDonald's.
Oh, and they say those are terrible. Like, you can really dig yourself into a hole with those.
You're taking money out based on this paycheck you've got coming, and your interest rate is ridiculous. Mm. But, you know, you need it today. I need my money now.
People just get ruined by those. Avoid those at all costs. What are you doing?
Sorry, 415 says June 21st is Go Skateboarding Day.
Oh.
I did not know that.
Well, now
but I will do that.
First day of summer, Vinny. Go skateboarding.
It's going to happen.
People are also saying that Big Brother doesn't start till the 27th.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
So it's the next Wednesday.
Oh, that's a bummer.
I'll
she gives
you next
and
Wednesday.
Then she takes it away.
I'm so sorry.
Oh man. That's
a kick.
You're on my list.
Oh.
Paul McCartney earned $7 million the entire time the Beatles were together and has earned approximately $1.2 billion since.
Huh. That's weird.
How long were the Beatles active? It's not like a short window.
Way
was it
less
like
than
6 years?
Think. Something like that. It's
like
way
six
less
years,
than you
huh?
think. Yep.
It's crazy.
It is. They were broken up by 1970, weren't they? Maybe even earlier. Oh my God, why do I keep sneezing?
Listerine was marketed as a feminine hygiene product in 1932.
You're kidding me.
Specifically to clean and, quote, deodorize your lady area.
Oh, that sounds kind of painful.
Yeah, that'll burn in your mouth. If you have like a canker or something, it's like, ow.
Whoa, wait. You know, you don't have any cankers down there, right?
Well, so let's hope not. Right? Hey, Jesus, you'll any kind of little abrasion, you sure will. The lemon test. What's that?
The Exorcist.
Oh.
Holy water.
The police in Brookfield, Wisconsin got a call a few weeks ago from a movie theater about a potential domestic situation between a husband and a wife. Apparently, they ordered popcorn and the wife secretly put salt on it.
Oh.
The husband hates extra salt and specifically said, please don't put extra salt on this.
Yeah.
So when he figured out what his wife has done, he announced their marriage was over right now.
Oh. Well, of course, clearly this has been brewing.
This is in a movie theater, so everyone is sitting there watching.
Like, I'm watching this movie, but this is really interesting.
Apparently, this was like sort of the straw. I mean, that they right. were on the edge.
I mean, how many times does this lady have to put extra salt on stuff before this dude is just through?
He was so mad that he wanted to leave right then, but she'd taken his keys to keep him from driving away angry.
Oh.
That's when somebody called the cops because he was like, give me the keys. And she was like, no.
Why can't they just get separate popcorns?
Yeah. Well, it is expensive.
It is. But seems worth it.
Your marriage?
I don't know what to say. I mean, it's not that, right? It can't be that.
Well, like you said, I think that's the final straw. Like, something like that's been brewing. Like, if you and I are married and we're having a great time, but I put a little salt on something and you're just like, that's it, we're done. You know, I just feel like you've been thinking about that for a while.
Things never got physical and nobody was arrested.
Oh,
but the police were called and it was a domestic situation there, you know, at the movie theater in Brookfield, Wisconsin.
I hope they paused the movie so that people got to enjoy both features.
Can't say.
Yeah.
I'm guessing they didn't.
Oh, that's too bad. Because you'd be like, oh, which one do I watch? They're both so interesting.
Sarah, we hear tales of all the food you loved back east where you are from.
Yep.
And I don't know what specifically, we've never really talked about it. Was there a specific thing you wanted after a night of drinking, you know, the late night meal, the one where you're like, I've partied so hard.
Yeah. Bickford's, 3 a.m. Yeah.
I don't,
like a breakfast place. I don't think it's a chain, but we would always wind up at Bickford's.
Bickford's?
Yeah.
And so you'd go eggs?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'd go get a little midnight breakfast kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's nice.
All
Stop
right.
in there, get some hot coffee, a couple eggs, maybe some pancakes.
Coffee?
Yeah.
Aren't you going to go pass out?
This is going to get me home.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yuzi, what is the go-to late night? I mean, maybe you don't do this anymore. Of course, you're a businesswoman, a professional, but there
In
must
by
be,
6 p.m.
There must have been a place that you love to. I know for me in college or after high school, it was Roberto's. It's a taquiera. Mm-hmm. We would
oh,
get,
a taquiera.
You know, rolled tacos with guacamole or a carne asada burrito. Near us, there were a bunch of them, and you could just...
Oh, that sounds so
You could
good
eat
right
a
now.
Ton of it, like yeah. really eat
was,
and eat.
There was definitely a taqueria in the Mission that we would go to, but McDonald's was just the go-to.
McDonald's?
Because you knew it was open.
They're
I was
hearing about
list.
Like White Castle, like people would go there and get, you know, late night. I'm like, oh, so you can wake up burping that?
People were asked about their drunk eating habits, and Taco Bell won by far.
Oh, is that so?
Uh-huh. It's the number one spot to go to for drunk dining.
That's a good taquiera.
It's not, actually, but it is the move. McDonald's is next. Waffle House, third.
Sure.
Denny's, then IHOP. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, breakfast places. Middle of the night. Some eggs.
Yeah, I was always... carne asada burrito the rolled taco. Oh, and it is. Well, I haven't eaten there in so long. I didn't get to go there when we went back for...
Oh,
was it La Costa?
You talked about going back
there. I meant
to
go,
there.
But there were so many places I wanted to eat, and I didn't get to that one.
Is it still there, though?
Oh, yeah. Roberto's is huge in San Diego.
Shame.
Here in the city, it's Senior Ace Pizza on 19th Avenue in Terre Haute.
Oh, I've been
That's
there.
Where you went?
Yeah. It's open super late. If you get there like at 1:30, there's a line out the door that goes forever. But they're really fast, and it's a late night.
Is that the place near Slim's?
Slim's.
There's one place near Slim's too, like the
downtown here.
Yeah.
Oh no, I know that place too. Yeah, that one is crowded.
Yeah,
but the clubs are right there too, so everybody's letting out and hungry.
I am hungry.
Pizza does sound good.
Oh my god, pizza sounds really
good.
Pizza's
always
right now.
A good move. Oh boy, I'm running out of time. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 510 says Sarah.
Yeah.
Samuel L. Jackson was just on Ellen talking about yachting the Amalfi Coast.
Oh, so it is
so
that
it's got to be him.
He's not in the picture, but it does seem fun. $700,000 a week to get this ship.
Yeah.
God.
Kelly Preston plays Tom Cruise's fiance in Jerry Maguire. Classic scene where they're having sex and she pants, "Don't ever stop bleeping me."
Oh.
That does sound pretty hot. Like, that's what you want your person to say.
But then he winds up with Reese Witherspoon. Renee Zellweger, right. Whatever, one of those R girls.
Beautiful. Worth an Oscar, though?
For Cuba?
I don't know. I don't remember what it was running up against, maybe.
An Oscar.
Good for him.
Yeah.
It's good for him.
925 says, perfect cans. I agree. We looked up Kelly Preston.
Yeah, no, she looks real good.
Those were spectacular.
Big lady area coverage.
I bet you that was a Merkin, right?
I don't know.
Didn't they do that on purpose to keep from any kind of...
Huge, though.
Graphic.
Big.
Beauty showing
Wide.
Through.
That's an extensive jungle. That rainforest has not been cut down. Well, it might have been now, but at the time, untouched, virgin territory.
Looked good. I liked it.
Big. Hi. Hi.
Fine. What's with you?
Almost like to the belly button.
It looked good.
Big.
She looked great. What's coming
curtain
up?
Curtain also did not match the drapes. Wait, curtain drapes did not match the carpet. Curtains, carpet?
Coming up in the celebrity trash.
Are you doing?
Carpets didn't match the drapes.
Carpet,
she looks
carpet
fantastic.
Big though.
Yeah.
I have a new album. That we're going to hear what little we can hear of, and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.